This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It is Sunday. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today, but we will have plenty of original content for you from Alex Jones here on this Sunday. All kinds of great stuff coming up. Of course, the biggest story right now is the Obama deep state and everything that's going on inside of the White House and the former White House administration as far as trying to bring Donald Trump down, bring his administration down, and delegitimize his presidency. The attacks are in full force. Alex broke that down earlier today, and we will be going to those clips in the first hour. You will be hearing from Alex Jones. That's not all we've got today. I was at the March for Trump yesterday here in Austin, and this was actually a March for Trump that was around the world, or around the United States at least. And we'll talk about what happened at the March for Trump yesterday. We've also got some news coming out of illegal immigrants and some sad news, but real news that needs to be covered because they'll tell you Donald Trump is lying about it or he's racist. And again, folks, this is the biggest story right now. And a lot of people can't really comprehend the seriousness of it because they've been living in la-la land for so long, or they've been numbed by sports or television entertainment. The reason why Donald Trump is under attack from the establishment, from the Democrats, from the GOP even, the reason he's being undermined by the media, undermined by every wing of the political establishment, is because he is for America. And most people don't understand the gravity of this war that we're in right now. They don't understand it. They think that this is just politics as usual. And because their involvement in the political process this year has been such a vitriolic Trump bash, they just think that this is par for the course. Oh, of course Chuck Schumer is going to say all this stuff about Trump. Of course Nancy Pelosi is going to say all this stuff about Trump. Of course Trump is Russian. This is just par for the course. It's Trump after all. He's so bad. Of course this is what we're going to get from Trump. But the truth of the matter is, this is not par for the course. These are the most unbelievable times that are going on right now. And it's almost as if you wonder, in 1776, the people that were forming this nation, the ideals that brought us here, did they know the revolution that they were starting? Did they know how long their ideals would last and the country that they would build and the freedoms that they would ensure and the impact they would have on the world? Did they even know? Did they even know what 1776 would mean to the world? Do we even know right now how important Donald Trump is? Do we even know right now the seriousness of the undermining of the Donald Trump presidency? What is really going on here, folks? But of course, we do know. Of course we know. We've been following this for decades now. All the prior administrations, George Bush and Barack Obama, if you want to be specific, but if you might as well, you might as well go back to Clinton too, because he's undoing all of this Clinton mess too. He went up against Clinton in the last election process. So you might as well throw the Clinton administration in there. So let's just take those last three administrations. Donald Trump is the first president who got into the White House for you. Donald Trump is the first president that put it all on the line for the Republic. See, we've never had a president like that before. That's not Bill Clinton. That's not George Bush. That's not Barack Obama. They had other agendas. They had people behind them pulling the strings. And that's why you've never seen an attack on a president like you have Donald Trump, folks. Because the same powers that be that have been trying to bring this country down are the same powers that are threatened by Donald Trump, who is a true president of the United States. We're going to hear from Alex Jones on all of this on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show on a Sunday. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is an emergency message to President Donald J. Trump. The globalists are openly announcing their plans to overthrow your administration elected by the American people because you have dared to actually restore our republic and set up a constitutional system to actually empower the American people. There's almost $3 trillion already added to the stock market. We see the best numbers with small businesses since the Reagan recovery in 1984. And that only makes the Democrats and Republicans in the power structure more angry at you. Sure, you must launch an 8 o'clock every night of the week special report fireside chat, where you go directly to the people countering the lies of MSM and their fake news and their disinformation every day. If you launch this and there's a set time, you will go from the top-rated media personality in history to absolutely dwarfing that and breaking the back of the enemy media once and forever. I'm about to break it down live in this special report.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believed we were going to fail, who believed their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born. Thank you so much for joining us for this live Sunday emergency feed. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got the radio show coming up 4 to 6 p.m. tonight that I'll be hosting with Owen Schroyer, but I had to go live at 109 Central Time directly to the American people and directly to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Again, it's Sunday, March 5th, 2017. I'm not going to really tell the president something he doesn't know, but I'm going to tell the American people some things that they may not know, but also just encourage the president to know that we, the people, have his back and understand what's happening.
It was right after the president won the election last year that criminal elements of the intelligence agencies and the bureaucracy that Congress has handed our power over to, the people's power over to, began to openly announce they were planning to overthrow the president. And we had countless reports on this. One of them was put up in the middle of December, dealing with the fact that the CIA was developing systems and ideas and propaganda to sell the idea of overthrowing the Trump election or even assassinating President Trump. The headline, of course, was Maximum Alert. Rogue CIA working to overthrow Trump election. Now, if you look at the headlines today in CNN, the New York Times, you name it, Obama's silent coup versus Trump. It's everywhere. Obama came out in the New York Times on Thursday and admitted, we leaked intelligence to the press. We're going to overthrow Trump. Holder said, Obama is coming like he's a messianic god. They admitted in other reports that they had wiretapped Trump, General Flynn, and others. And I'm going to go over some of those reports. Here's one out of Hearst Publishing. FBI granted FISA warrant covering Trump camp's ties to Russia. And it's been in the news that they spied on myself, Roger Stone, you name it, as if we're Russians. This is truly asinine. But what is amazing about all of this is that now they've come out in the news thinking everybody's so dumb, and I'm getting my message to Trump here in a moment, that they came out in articles in the New York Times, the Washington Post, all the usual suspects, saying over and over and over again that it's insane. No one wiretapped anybody. Nobody spied on Trump or his people, thinking we're dumb that they didn't spy on Flynn and release the transcript of him saying to the Russian ambassador, yeah, we'll set up a meeting about sanctions with the president. That's not discussing sanctions. That's saying, yeah, you want a meeting about sanctions? We'll do it. That's not discussing the sanctions. It's saying we'll set up a meeting about sanctions. Totally normal for an incoming national security advisor. So Obama administration rushed to preserve intelligence on Russian election hacking. They admitted that last week, but now they come out and say in the New York Times, Trump seeks inquiry into unproved allegations that Obama tapped his phones. What? They tapped Trump Tower when Flynn was there making the damn phone calls. You can go show where they admitted that in the very New York Times. I mean, this is insane. But again, they think the public's dumb. Trump citing no evidence. It's well known. Like, Trump claims the Atlantic Ocean exists. They admitted that they were tapping the phones at Trump Tower when the incoming president was running his operation out of there. And that's where the phone calls where General Flynn, the incoming national security advisor, talked. Wow. Trump accuses Obama of Nixon Watergate wiretap, but offers no evidence. They admit they were tapping his whole operation and could come up with nothing. The House Intelligence Committee chairman on Monday came out, you can Google it, and said, we looked at their so-called evidence. There aren't even phone calls with the Russians, any of them in the campaign. There are once he's transitioning to president as president-elect. That's Nunes, the head of the committee. Again, Trump knows we're low attention span population. He loves us to death, so he puts these out in tweets. And then they just sit there in the New York Times and tell you none of this happened when I'm giving you a complete roadmap of it. Trump, again, is dead on. Trump's claim about Obama wiretap him is indefensible. Oh, my God, the Washington Post. So his aides aren't even defending it. Total lie. It's indefensible. Oh, my God, it's indefensible that they all announced they were wiretapping Trump Tower and listening to every damn word the president and his adjunct said. But technically, it's not called a wiretap because they didn't tap it there. They grabbed it in the phone system after it left there at the telecoms. So they're playing games with semantics here. Trump's evidence for Obama wiretap claims relies on sketchy anonymous source reports. Oh, really? The New York Times going, we got from the Obama administration the transcripts of Flynn talking to the Russian ambassador when he said he didn't. Then they go, oh, actually, he did say he talked to him, just not about the sanctions. So this is next level lying. And the president is on target. But I think, Mr. President, you need to come out with an address to the nation and say, I called for this country to have its taxes cut and regulations cut to help small businesses and all the great things that you've done, sir. Lay that out. And then they come out with more bull that Sessions from Alabama, from the Army, the cleanest guy in the Senate, says in a confirmation hearing to Al Franken, were you or any surrogates in the campaign, involved in the campaign, speak to the Russians about the campaign? No, I didn't. Well, wait a minute. You met with him twice last year. Yeah, as the head Republican on the Armed Services Committee. That's what they do. Pelosi met with him. All of them met with him. We have all the photos coming up. But again, Trump's hitting them back. It's beautiful. The problem is they continue to try to bypass everything the president puts out to unify the people with new lies, and it signifies that rogue elements in the government, because Trump can't even get people hired at the CIA, at State Department, because the government's so full of traitors, there's all these operatives log jamming and sabotaging it, admittedly. They say they're not letting him get in because he represents the American people, and the criminal bureaucracy and the elites believe they own this country.
That's Alex Jones' special report. We're going to have more from Alex Jones on the other side. Be sure to support us, folks. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Trump Pence 2020 t-shirts. We need to support Donald Trump more than ever. Be right back. Alex Jones on the other side.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. price. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They continue to try to bypass everything the president puts out to unify the people with new lies, and it signifies that rogue elements in the government, because Trump can't even get people hired at the CIA, at State Department, because the government's so full of traitors, there's all these operatives log jamming and sabotaging it. Admittedly, they say they're not letting him get in because he represents the American people, and the criminal bureaucracy and the elites believe they own this country. And Trump has proven himself to be real with $3 trillion in the stock market just since he got elected. All of it, even Bloomberg admits, driven by small businesses and people believing in America again. And the amazing executive orders he's put in saying you won't be penalized $5,000 per employee or individual for not getting Obamacare. And the news won't even tell people the penalty's gone. It just goes on and on and on. So it is very, 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 very exciting to see what he's doing. And the elites are pissed. Now, I saw this Thursday night and Friday. I went on air. Everybody heard me. And I said, Trump's first mistake was getting rid of Flynn. His second mistake was telling the attorney general, Jeff Sessions, to recuse. I said, I can't believe Trump did that, because what both of them did was completely normal. Now, we know in hindsight that Flynn got called in and chewed out by the vice president. I don't want to get in a fight with Pence. I don't think the guy's bad, but he's from that Republican establishment that just are wimps. They still believe MSM. And he got surrounded by Mad Dog Mattis and the rest of them, and he said, look, I'm just going back to work in private contracting where I can get 10 times the money. I've tried to help the country. I exposed Obama and Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I resign. Trump, the word is, and this has now come out, didn't even know until he got word of it. Same way Priebus, I said this on Friday, calls people in and says the president wants you to resign. And they go, let me talk to the president. The president goes, I didn't do that. And the people are still there. This is the stuff that's going on. And it's not even so much that they're globalist operatives, is it's power plays, Washington power plays that are going on, where these people all want their particular power, and these guys are in there measuring each other's Johnsons instead of trying to save the country. Only Trump has the vision. It's true. To understand what's happening. And I said, I can't believe the president did this on Friday. What came out on Saturday and Sunday? The Hill. Trump furious that Sessions recused himself. And we got video coming up where they're shooting video through the window of big screaming matches going on. With Jared Loeffner Jared Loeffner, the son-in-law, and of course Bannon and all the rest of them, Kushner and Bannon and the rest of it. So all this is happening, all this is going on, and of course now we learn Trump said, "What the hell is this? We don't sit there and let them get rid of our good, clean attorney general, and now put a prosecutor in that Obama put in, an investigator." At the Justice Department? Oh, in the Justice Department, 99% Obama people tell Sessions he ought to recuse himself. So he does, because Sessions is so clean. He says, sure, he doesn't get the point. Is they're going to bully and intimidate every member of the cabinet. And Trump can't be bullied or intimidated, but almost all the rest of them can. Priebus is a guy that collects money for the Republican Party and goes to dinners and sneaks around like a gremlin. And kisses people's butts He's a modern groom of the stool. I want to believe in Pence. Does a great job, stands for good things. But, you know, you look at all this. I know Bannon's strong, restoring the republic, cutting taxes, empowering the people, breaking the back of collectivism. But this is such a serious situation. We're going to air this today on the radio. We're going to come back and play more of this live on the radio after we go to a break. But here, as I do this live, in this message directly to President 45, is just this. These people aren't ever going to stop. We have them. And Trump should just do a live speech from the Oval Office next few days and bring in boards, bring in posters, showing them saying they wiretapped, showing them saying they recorded the Trump Tower, and then show the very same New York Times saying we didn't record Trump Tower, and the same Washington Post saying they didn't do it, and saying same, they never reported that, and saying you're crazy, you're bad, you're despicable, you're horrible, you're a bad person. I mean, here are some of the quotes. Trump accuses Obama of Nixon Watergate wiretap, but offers no evidence. What? Trump's claim about Obama wiretapping him is indefensible. Sketchy. What the hell are you talking about? What's sketchy is you guys admitting you wiretapped him and then never putting out the specifics, and then you get Congress looking at it, the Intelligence Committee, and they go, there's nothing here. So here's my message to the president and to everybody else. The viewers, the listeners, the activists. I'm personally calling prominent people that are in the libertarian, patriot, pro-human Americana movement. Jesse James sent me a text today, big icon of, you know, gearheads and motorcycle folks and tough guys, really interesting guy, a friend of mine. He sent me a text about something else, and I texted him back, and I said, don't underestimate how important you are as a rallying cry. I want you on this week to fight back or trying to bring Trump down. And he said, absolutely, I'll come on. And I called a bunch of other people, and I said, listen, we're in total war mode. I never said, and Trump never said, that it was going to be easy to restore this republic. This is a battle for America, a real fight to try to get the globalists off our backs and have a government that's for the people and lets the people have freedom, private property, prosperity, and practice their own religion or not. The globalists are conquering the planet. They're a bunch of arrogant control freaks. Trump is the blue-collar billionaire that actually cares about the people and realizes it'll create giant wealth and the elites will get even richer. He is a billionaire elitist of the people, a true philanthropist that wants to empower the people through free market, through empowerment, through jobs, because all of his businesses are about service and about a good economy brings the Trump empire success. And he knows the world's going into a controlled depression. And Trump's fighting it with Stephen Bannon, whose writings and speeches are dead on about globalism and how they want to make you poor, because they've all written it and said it. So the American people, my message to Donald Trump is this. Rally the American people. Rallies are great. The media can't ignore them. It's good to do all this. But you now, while you have all your power still, as they try to destroy you, as they prepare to destroy your name so they can physically assassinate you, as this soft coup goes into overdrive, as it peaks, as it accelerates, everything I said in November, everything I said in December, first is what they're now doing. Oh, it's big news, nothing against you, when Mark Levin comes out and says there's a coup against Trump and he needs to move against it. Oh, my gosh, today, Mark Levin to Congress, investigate Obama's silent coup versus Trump. Yeah, absolutely. But it's rogue elements of the intelligence agencies. It's all of it. They are in a mode where they knew you had an avalanche, a huge tsunami, a win. And here's the key to everything. They want to discredit populism. They want to discredit the populist movement worldwide by putting Hillary in. That failed. So now they want to discredit it by
destroying. And thank God we did not get Hillary Clinton. Can you even imagine what would be going on right now if we had Hillary Clinton in the president's office? My God, I can't imagine. More from Alex Jones on the other side. Infowars.com.
I want to encourage all of you, remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
But it's rogue elements of the intelligence agencies. It's all of it. They are in a mode where they knew you had an avalanche, a huge tsunami, a wind, and here's the key to everything. They want to discredit populism. They want to discredit the populist movement worldwide by putting Hillary in. That failed. So now they want to discredit it by destroying Trump and destroying Le Pen and destroying Nigel Farage and destroying Vladimir Putin. Whether you think Le Pen or Putin or Farage or Trump are angels or devils or in between, They're symbols of nationalism. They're symbols of hope. They're symbols of countries existing and not being overrun and exploited by the globalists who admit they're doing that. So to everyone out there that's attacked Trump and drunk the Kool-Aid, you're fools. If you have what you want, this will wound nationalism and sovereignty in the human awakening, but it won't stop it. But it will cause a global depression, undoubtedly, that Trump and his advisors and good people inside the intelligence agencies are trying to stop. Look at $3 trillion in the stock market. Look at the best small business numbers since 1984 versus all the other bad numbers. Trump is doing textbook what you do to transfer power from the elite to the people. And shame on all the pseudo-intellectuals and fascistic leftists that don't understand that and don't see that. From the bottom of my red-blooded heart, from my Americana heart, but to my pro-human heart, to all of you. The reason I get so excited about Trump is I study his policies, and 95% of them are solid gold. They're beyond that. It's so nuanced, so perfect, it's incredible. Other parts of it I don't agree with, but then I think he's so good and so much more sophisticated than even I can get, and I research this more than anybody, that I wonder maybe I'm even wrong about that. But this is history happening. There is a war. This is 21st century war going on. And when he says that MSM lying with fake news is an enemy of the American people, it is. When he says that the rogue intelligence agencies are acting like Nazis, lying about him and lying about the press and trying to overthrow an elected government, that's exactly what's happening. They're using Joseph Goebbels tactics. And when Chuckie Schumer and others come out and say, oh, he's attacked all the intelligence agencies, that's another lie. He didn't attack all media. He said a free press is key. He said fake news media lying is the enemy of the American people. It is. It's the media of the occupiers that have hijacked our country, the oligarchs. And it's the same thing when he talks about the intelligence agencies. But this, look at all the so-called liberals that claim they're against power and against the intelligence agencies. Now they all love it. Because it's a delusional fantasy that they're part of the power structure. President Trump needs to say to the American people, you've been disenfranchised. Elites have hijacked your country. They've sold you out to China and other nations. They have enslaved you. They are trying to make you poor. They admit they want to make you poor. They are lying to you, saying they never wiretapped me and then had made up intelligence. The House Intelligence Committee says it's not even what they claim is in there. And then they talk to you like you're stupid and say they're not wiretapping when he can rescind the executive orders Obama put in place that allow the illegal wiretapping of our own government. The NSA was caught under Bush and Obama wiretapping Congress and the heads of the intelligence communities to try to blackmail them. This is rogue state and rogue government and rogue corporations puppeteering that government. This is outrageous. 21st century Machiavelli garbage. And then you've got Chuckie Schumer and Brennan saying, watch your mouth, President Trump. This is truly a biblical spectacle to see. Let's play a clip from Schumer just a month and a half ago saying, the president better watch what he does to these intelligence agencies. And now you see the rogue government that isn't even supposed to be involved, the CIA domestically. With the whole media and 20th Century Fox being caught putting out thousands of fake news articles about Donald Trump saying he hates Mexicans. He cut off aid to California. He met secretly with Putin when it's Hillary and all of them meeting with Putin secretly and being caught. We have Medvedev, too. I forgot that clip. We'll get it queued up after we play Schumer. We have that clip. Remember meeting with Obama? Remember? And also meeting with Medvedev and others, Putin, you name it, saying, don't worry, once I get reelected, I'll be able to do whatever I want. So it's, again, Obama and Medvedev. We have it. We have the clip earlier. They had it pulled up. I saw them when they had it pulled up. Good. We have it queued up. Good. We're live right now with the skeleton crew. The main crew is coming in. So, teleprompter free here, folks. Just fighting hard. Let's go to the clip of Chuckie Schumer. Here it is.
On the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know,
to?
But I, from what...
So, there you go. And I don't have an earpiece in. We got that all in? Roger, roger. Fantastic. All right, now let's continue. Let's go ahead and get to the next clip. This is the president of Russia when Putin was prime minister. They'd exchanged places. Medvedev, if I pronounce his name right. This is a famous meeting where he didn't know a shotgun mic was aimed at him. A long-distance mic, their mics were turned off. But a long-distance mic in the press gallery got him saying, I can do a lot more once I'm reelected, meaning I'm not letting Congress and the people know what I'm planning, but once I get reelected, I can do a lot more. This is truly an off-the-record, secret meeting he believes he's having that got caught on tape. But the point is, a president's allowed to say whatever he wants to the Russians, as long as he doesn't sell out U.S. interests like Hillary did at the State Department. The idea that even if Trump survives all this attempt to overthrow him, it's to kill us ever having relations, not just with Russia, but anybody else, when the MSM and others tell you that someone's a traitor, if they're an elected president, having communications with anybody. So here's part of that famous press conference.
My last election, basically. Yeah. After my election, I have more flexibility. Yeah. Yeah. And I transmit this information to Vladimir and my family.
Now, I know personally that the president likes a slow, smooth briefing of data. But my briefing is here to give people the facts, but also get the American people that are on the couch to understand, rah, rah, this is like a football game. We've got to get excited. But let me give the president a nice, soothing briefing, because I know that's how the president likes it, I'm told. Mr. President, your instincts are obviously on target that Sessions should not have accused himself, and you've got to be asking yourself the question, how is this happening without your authorization? And the answer is, a lot of the men around you, though they're good, they are cowards compared to you. That's not an ass-kissing event. It's a statement of fact. No brag, just fact. And so that's why you've got to absolutely instruct them, as I'm sure you've already done. I'm told you got very, very angry before you left back to Mar-a-Lago. And to tell them that no one is to resign now without doing it to your face, or no one is to recuse themselves without doing it to your face. I know you hire people because they have good backgrounds and you trust them, and then you tell them run their own departments. You're a great delegator. The problem is Sessions is a great guy, not a coward, but he got bullied into this. Same thing with General Flynn, who I know left before you even knew it. I know you're telling the Pentagon, hey, if you know there's Al-Qaeda and you've got them targeted and it's legal, target them. There's moles inside, even if they're mainly good people, that just like Yemen will blow operations, just like Kennedy at the Bay of Pigs. They will set you up, Mr. President. You have to green light, and you have to certify, and you have to approve everything, or the traitors will undermine you. I know you have goodwill, and you believe the elite will back off if you create incredible prosperity for everybody and prove you're right. They don't want to grow the economy, sir. They want to implode it and consolidate it. You've run service-based successful companies. They run monopolies, sir. And they're your enemy, and they're our enemy. So I salute you for your hard work. I thank you for your courage. It's unprecedented. And the $3 trillion in the stock market and all the new jobs and everything the elite are trying to block. And your tweets are amazing, and they're on target. But they take them out of context and claim you haven't shown evidence of them wiretapping. I know they bragged.
That's right, folks. They take everything Donald Trump does and they take it out of context and they try to claim that it's un-American or Russian. Absolutely ridiculous. That's Alex Jones from earlier. We're going to have more of Alex Jones on the other side. InfoWarsStore.com. Support this operation, folks.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
There's moles inside, even if they're mainly good people, that just like Yemen, will blow operations just like Kennedy at the Bay of Pigs. They will set you up, Mr. President. You have to green light, and you have to certify, and you have to approve everything, or the traitors will undermine you. I know you have goodwill. And you believe the elite will back off if you create incredible prosperity for everybody and prove you're right. They don't want to grow the economy, sir. They want to implode it and consolidate it. You've run service-based successful companies. They run monopolies, sir, and they're your enemy and they're our enemy. So I salute you for your hard work. I thank you for your courage. It's unprecedented. And the $3 trillion in the stock market and all the new jobs and everything the elite are trying to block. And your tweets are amazing and they're on target, but they take them out of context and claim you haven't shown evidence of them wiretapping. I know they bragged and said they wiretapped you. It doesn't matter. I know the courts say they refuse their wiretaps, so they're illegal. I understand that. But they're going to snip it out of context and play dumb and lie by omission, so you must put together your own media reports, sir, that aren't just you speaking, but you giving the American people daily briefings. If, Mr. President, I know for a fact, if you give the American people a fireside chat with a briefing, and just bring in the media technicians. Any competent group can do it. If they claim they can't, they're liars. I and one other person, one other editor, could, I'm not asking for this job, I could come there and put together an hour-long briefing with your information and your analysis in an hour for you to do a 30-minute briefing. 1 hour, guaranteed, showing everything you say with a document, an article, their own statements, where they can't play dumb and can't act like they don't know what you're talking about. When you show a LePew or, you know, 10 other major studies that 2 to 3 million illegals vote in the 2008 election or the 2012 election, not to mention yours, they can't play dumb. You'll be there. You'll hold up that. Just like you hold up the bills when you sign them. That's the number one thing. You get on the offense. You do what you've already done. I've been saying for months. Point out Hillary with the communist Chinese, Hillary with the Russians. You show Chuckie Schumer, as you did Friday, from Drudge and other reports. Again, it's the human intelligence doing the research, showing it. You go to the HUMET, Drudge, InfoWars, you name it, Breitbart. You show what's happening, and all the rest of the media follows. Trump tweets photo of Schumer, just as you called for Pelosi, who said she didn't meet with the Russian ambassador to the United States. Then you show the photo of her, indeed, across the table from him with the other Russians. So that's how this works. And you know what you're doing. You just don't have, I understand Breitbart is disconnected from Stephen Bannon. He's too busy with policy. I get it. And I understand that, you know, Breitbart's there covering your six with research and occupation. InfoWars is not asking for that job. We already have that job of the American people. We're already doing it. And I'm saying, sir, no one has the ratings or Q scores of you. No one has higher viewership than you in your history and media. Again, not kissing your butt, sir. You know it's already true. Schwarzenegger took over your number one show. He's now been fired. Total loser. Everybody's sick of the old system. They're sick of disingenuous, fake, tough guys that act tough in movies. You're tough. You became the 45th president. It's overwhelming our odds. You kicked the globalist butt. You're restoring the republic. You have the entire New World Order, global combine against you. And a lot of the publicans are smart enough to get it, but a lot of us are. We're behind you. You've already damaged them so much exposing their globalist program that no matter what they do to you, it won't destroy the populist movement. And these losers need to know that. But you've got to call for congressional hearings. You've got to have your own hearings. You've got to have your own displays. You've got to counter them every day, 30 minutes, at, say, 8 o'clock at night, sir. And you will destroy them. You will have more viewers than the entire MSM combined. We already have more viewers than most of the MSM. Drudge already has more clicks and viewers than all MSM combined. That's Pew Research. The New York Times admits more than Facebook and New York Times combined. I'm bigger than New York Times online. They're a damn joke. Call them out. We let these facades sit up there and act like they care about the American people or that they're sitting there putting out truth while all they're doing is giving cover for a bunch of criminals that are in the government that have ignored your orders in the Constitution to set the stage to politically demonize you enough to assassinate you physically or to have false witnesses come forward and fake hearings and have you impeached by that pack of cowards in Congress who don't want prosperity. They're a bunch of cowards, 180 degrees from you and I. You remember our more lengthy conversation. The others have been short. When you called me on the Friday after you've been elected, 3.5 days later, and you said, thank your listeners, thank everybody, keep up your work, I appreciate what you're doing, I need your support, thank you. And I said, sir, I know you think you're going to create prosperity and turn America back on. I know the plan. We talked about it previously. But I said, they're coming after you. They're never going to give up because you're the real deal. You care about this country. You're strong. You're honorable. And they are never going to allow you to stop their monopoly until you go on the offense. You must, even though I know it's not the president's position, but make sure you get people in there. They'll carry out justice. He said, very interesting. Hold on 1 minute. He comes back and he goes, let me hear more about this. And I said, well, you already know in your instincts. Don't listen to the people around you. They may be good, but they don't have the courage to go up against the power structure. And if you really want to do this, then cut the taxes, cut the regulations, put the coal plants back on. This is all. He goes, absolutely, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. You watch. I'm going to do it. And the president's super smart. When I say dog-like, I mean honorable, true, delivering on what he said. He's like a Saint Bernard going to rescue people in the frozen ice or something. I mean, it's sick to watch this guy being attacked by all the scum, and they're just never going to stop because they're after us, the bitter clingers, the Christians, the gun owners, the hard workers. They feed off us, and parasites always have disdain for the host. And Trump can't even roll over, which he won't. Mr. President, I know you'll never roll over a compromise. But even if you did, they're not going to stop. They've got to destroy you forever. I said this many times during the campaign, and now they're saying it. It's a death battle. We're the resistance against their tyranny. They're the resistance against humanity and free markets and open free societies. And I feel so sorry for people that can't see it, that have been caught by this weird demon spirit of the age to just go along with evil and corruption. And just thank God, Mr. President, that we're not the scumbag Obama, the loser of 8 years, the failure now who thinks he can be the big community organizer down the street from you, who brags it's his plan to bring you down, and the New York Times acts like it's not true. Codify the data each day. Go after them with their own words. Hold up where they admit they were wiretapping your Trump Tower, and then show the New York Times saying they're not doing it, just like you've been doing it, and they will fall. But you need a set time every day that you go live. They tried to say as the president, you shouldn't have a Twitter. Hell, next you shouldn't have blood flowing through your veins. I mean, God, everybody knows you can't talk to foreign leaders as president. And God knows, you know, you can't breathe oxygen. And God knows you can't have a Twitter. They want to isolate you. They want to lie about you. And they're not going to stop. You put your family, your treasure on the line. They're going to destroy your family if you don't win. And let your family know this. I know they're smart. I know your sons are strong. But let the people in your family know there's no coming back from this. This is total war. They're not going to let your family roll over, even if you're destroyed. Oh, they'll let them roll over at first and then destroy them as well. They're going to destroy you. They're going to destroy Barron. They're going to destroy Eric. They're going to destroy Donald Jr. They're going to destroy me. They're going to destroy Matt Drudge. They're going to destroy Ron Paul. They're going to destroy anybody like Stephen Bannon that actually stood up for the little people, because that example can't be allowed. Because if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. And those little ants outnumber the parasites 1,000 to 1. If they want a war, let's let them have it. Now, they're getting their ass kicked in the economy. Your approval ratings are going up. Sir, they don't care. They're going to intimidate and pay off and roll people in your second level operation to try to burn you. You must go on the offense. This is war. You think George Washington kicked the Redcoats' ass just with information? No. We tried to start this country peacefully. They wouldn't let us. And the rebirth of this country, and I want peaceful resistance in the info war. But through your office and through the attorney general, they're already trying to broke back and hamstring. These criminals are all on the communist Chinese and Russian payroll. They're the ones that sold us out to every foreign interest. That's what globalism is. I'm going to have a big Washington insider in studio tomorrow that's here in town I met with about all this stuff today. So get ready for his emergency message to Trump tomorrow. Now, coming up in an hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will have the conclusion of Alex Jones' special report on the other side, but they want to shut us down. You know this. Go to InfoWars.com/newsletter. Sign up for the InfoWars newsletter. We give you special offers at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, it's a direct source so that they try to shut this show down, we can still reach you with that newsletter. InfoWars.com/newsletter. Alex Jones.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.